Nisiyem nisiyaya Thikum kuinensep Hydra siyem Nisiyem nisiyaya Anthes yakhuya Talitin Kumaskwe mustail.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Welcome
once
back.
Again. Chartsomania. It is May 11th. How are you doing?
I'm doing oddly well. I've been
I'm also feeling sleep. Like oddly jolly.
Yeah. I'm also here.
Yeah. Like, so who do we have here? It's Jay.
Steph.
Russell.
Russell, returning guest.
Yeah, returning guest from last Thursday's
From last chart Thursday.
Party.
And
oh, yeah, nice.
Chart attack.
And Steph back once again.
Yeah, I'll be more of a regular
over
the summer.
The summer.
Yeah. It's just been so, it was so busy with finals and everything.
Yeah,
and
I that feel like a huge weight is off now.
No, everyone keeps asking me what I've been doing, like what I've been up to, and it feels like I just keep saying nothing, but it hasn't been nothing. It's just that I haven't been dealing with classes.
Well, yeah, I think we all need a little bit of time to like switch in between from school to like summer.
Switch gears.
Yeah. So there's been lots of new music lately. I don't know what you've been listening to. What have you been listening to?
Well, for me recently, I've been actually there's a bit of an odd pick, but there's a Nine Inch Nails remix album. Yeah. I kind of I remembered recently that I think Nikki on her show played on 1 hour of Happy Happy Fun Time Music. Little plug.
Mm-hmm.
She played Isn't Everyone, which is the collab between Trent Reznor and Health. And that kind of got me reminded of all of the collabs that he's done. So I went back to Disco 4 by Health. That's been like just sticking in there recently. Candy Claws too. Yeah, I've been loving Candy Claws recently.
Yeah, I got on a Candy Claws kick.
Yeah.
Pretty recently too.
A bit of Sweet Trip too.
Sweet Trip.
Like just kind of bringing back like with the summer and the warm weather, more of like a mellow kind of, maybe not chilled out because I'm also listening to Have a Nice Life, but like less like aggressive music recently has been really nice.
What about you?
What
have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of Dean Blunt, as I typically am doing.
Thanks.
Not much has changed.
I've been listening to a lot of like old Jamaican ska.
Jamaican
ska music.
That's awesome.
Really outdid us with like obscurity.
Though. Yeah.
Ska's awesome. Like it's probably the best genre. Like you got everything. You got your trumpets, your saxophones, you got your trombones, and just like it's a fun summertime. It feels like summer. So
spending
those summer tunes.
Do we have two Jeff Rosenstock fans in the studio today?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
I'm a massive Jeff Rosenstock fan.
Oh my god, I have
music
the flag
industry
in my room.
And Aesop, all his stuff.
Yeah,
the Prideweed 666 flag.
Yeah, I have the.
I want that flag so bad. Yeah,
isn't it sold out again?
It's sold out. Yeah, I saw him in October and I like cried because he's like my favorite musician like ever.
I haven't
much.
Seen him live yet.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got King Krule tickets.
Whoa.
Sorry, that's like way more impressive.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
But I don't know. I snatched them.
Yeah. Snatched.
All the fun time.
You excited?
Yeah.
When are they for?
I think it's like first week back of school or something. So it'll be
like
a nice.
September?
Yeah, September.
Nice.
It'll be a nice return, I think.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And it'll be a good way to get back into the first semester.
Yeah, and cry
a
lot.
Yeah, I bet.
At the concert. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. I think what have we got coming up?
Get into some recent music. I'll get into three tunes here. We've got Pocket by Feeble Little Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Feeble Little Horse, I recently discovered. They're a little noise pop band, I guess. I don't really care about genre. I'm not good with it. But they recently have appeared, and I'm really liking what I'm hearing, and they have a new record coming. There's Reverse Ombre by Devours off their new record, Homecoming Queen.
Also don't know them, but
Devours love local music, support local music.
Support local music.
Great local artist. And third, we got Year Zero by Billy Woods, Kenny Siegel, and Danny Brown off Maps. No, not Nine Inch Nails, sadly.
I was going to say the same thing. Because that's like one of the albums that I know off by heart the best. Like, I can put that on in the shower and I'll know exactly how much time has passed by what track I'm on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are some albums for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Hit it.
Oh, my kisses and hearts are burning in my pocket. Do I make you cringe? Too thin, can't cough up the key to get in. Knocked up by a dead man, I'm thin. I'm alone, the key to get in. Every fucking day of my life, dead man's fucking me, I can't hide. I can't get him out from his time. Can't cough up the key to get in. Knocked up by a dead man, I'm thin.
Looking for solutions. No, bought a pistol and learned how to use it. You can't fix stupid. Ape stood and walked into the future. March of progress and hunchback front the computer. Sooner or later, it's gonna be two unrelated active shooters. Same place, same time, great minds, Tesla and Edison. Selling pussy cross state lines, they veterans. Hangman, one look, all it take to take they measurements. My taxes pay police brutality settlements. Quicksand every direction, so go ahead and step on in. Kickstand for the weapon, tumor pressing on his brain, but your man wasn't forgetting to adjust for wind. Dead hand reached from the past to guide events. The document is undead. Common sense says my ancestors was the worst of the men. First sign of trouble, motherfuckers shimmy right out that human skin. Kids, you and your friends gonna have to start again. It's nothing you can do with us, we're fucked up. Fuck, poison everything we touch. Willing to die, burn it down with us inside. Burn it to the ground, make sure don't nobody survive. Kids, you and your friends gonna have to start again. It's nothing you can do with us, we're fucked up. Poison everything we touch, wither than die. Burn it down with us inside. Burn it to the ground, make sure we don't survive.
Check! Low vibration, moral high ground. You slipping at night like an old bitch nightgown. I ain't trying to hear about late. This is right now. Right. These now. Niggas ain't got shit like it's nighttime. Danny Brown back like skinny white girls. Working out, about to get the money like curls. Pull up, get ripped, nigga dead left. Sit up, push up, bicycle kick. Not for nothing, I'ma leave with something. If not, bitch, then it's good, we'll huntin'. You ain't gotta worry about. If we coming, nigga sliding on you, and it's ain't cool running. No pun intended, I'ma step on business. Got it for the law, like the day after Christmas. Niggas illiterate, can't read the room we in. So get your cameras out, it's a movie then. Shit! I'm about to flip the script, like they just cut the budget. Why not showing my ass out in public? La la la, can't tell me nothing. Nights like this, bitch, they been roughing. Who you thought it really was? What you thought that it wasn't? Niggas lying like your cousins. When you know his ass wasn't. Tell him drive through like 20 piece nuggets. Broke like the ice cream machine. You niggas rubbish. I'ma drop the low. Tell that hoe come through. Sorrento penthouse at the Fontaine Blue. Everything I dreamed for. It done came true. I did it my way, ain't play by your rules. You the type of nigga to get lipo. I'm the type of nigga to cop work on an iPhone. If I lose weight, I get caught in a drug zone. Ain't worried about the hate, I just wonder where the love gone.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with a second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plastroid to reserve your tickets now.
Happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Whoa.
Once again, you just heard three very, very nice tunes. You heard Pocket by Feeble Little Horse. Reverse Ombre by Devours off Homecoming Queen.
I really like that one. That one was cool.
That was great. Yeah, and was so Year cool. Zero by Billy Woods, Kenny Siegel, and Danny Brown off
Not the Nine Inch Nails.
Not the Nine Inch Nails. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not the Nine Inch Nails.
Got my hopes
up. I added that song because Danny Brown has takes up most of the song and just has
the most insane lines.
Yeah. I like that guy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He recently went to rehab.
Oh, damn.
He recently came out of rehab.
Yeah, and came out, too. He was there for, 5 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And he looks really happy and healthy.
It's great to see him happy.
Yeah. That Devours track was very nice, too. It reminds me of, I don't know, listening to electronic music,
electronic pop, 2013.
Yeah, 2013, kind of. When I was 10 or whatnot.
If your friends will make you want to die, whatever that line was, that kind of that kind of music really takes me back to end of middle school for whatever reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of too.
Wow.
Should we keep going?
Yeah,
should. What do we got
keep
next?
Going?
Yeah.
We got lots of new stuff next. We got
Yo.
A Giving Way by the Peggy Lee Band and John Bentley. We got LimeWire. Not SlimeWire.
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 Plug.
Is our friend B's show. Yeah.
Jay's sneaking.
Oh, we actually have someone on the line.
Ooh. Ooh. Who could be calling? Could be anyone.
Hello? Wait. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Who is it?
Is this B?
Yeah, this is B.
Hello, B.
What's going on in the studio?
Connection's a little funky, so I wasn't sure. It's going well. Lots of very sensible, very normal happenings in the studio today. It's a very jolly day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a regular charts show with nothing sinister or out of the ordinary.
Nothing suspicious at all in the studio today.
Nothing wrong going.
No. Well, that's good.
Nothing is happening again.
Nothing afoot.
What's up in Seattle? What's happening?
Very little. Play Tears of the Kingdom, the new Zelda game that's coming out tonight, and I'm very excited.
Mm. Is that, when's that dropping? I hadn't heard. That's Breath of the Wild 2, right?
Very soon, yeah. Well, getting excited. Shout out to...
Oh, you're cutting out a bit. Breath Sorry.
Shout out to
That's okay.
Legend of Zelda.
Shout out Zelda.
It's a bit underground. Needs the exposure, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we're really bringing up an indie game.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of the protagonist in that game. Zelda, seeing him just, do those puzzles. I'm a big fan.
I love the part where they're I'm Zelda from Legend of Zelda.
And then he Zelded all over those people.
Yeah, he did Zelda all over those people.
How long are we going to keep this bit going, do you think?
Before we get
to the more music.
How are you, B?
But I got to get off the line so you guys can play some more bit.
Yeah. Anything you want to hear in particular?
Yeah.
Any new music, B?
Well, Romance.
Okay, Stellar wants MCR, but I don't know if there's any new My Chemical Romance. So it's in your hands, charts.
Anything you want to share with the world? Anything you want to put out there before we cut you off? Okay.
All right, I think we're going to leave you. But have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good to talk to you.
Later.
Hello?
Do we have a second call?
I think...
Eventful day.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
I think one of you guys knows me.
Oh, okay. We might need to pass Russell the headphones. Is it Russell that knows you?
Hello.
Possibly.
Hi. Hi. How is it going?
Hey.
Should we do introductions? Who's this?
Yeah, this is my boyfriend from Toronto.
Oh my god.
Yeah. How's it going? Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hi. Is there a song that you want to hear that was released in the last 6 months? In the last 6 months.
Anything.
See what we could throw on.
Let's
not to put you on the spot.
I don't know if I listen to maybe what's his name? Derek Pope released anything new?
I don't know. I can check later
on.
Yeah, we can pull that up.
We'll take a look. Yeah.
We'll take a look. Mm. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
And check our records.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do Bright Lights by Derek Sure. Cole or something.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Eventful day in the studio.
All right. Well, it's been an eventful day.
Should we get to some more music?
You didn't like finish the reading off the three songs.
Yeah.
No, I did.
You got through like one.
I was talking about LimeWire.
I feel like I interrupted you.
LimeWire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, our friend B has a show called LimeWire. She just called in.
B, who just called in, yeah.
But anyways, we got LimeWire by Untitled Halo. And we got, let's see, this is a really long one. Fleeting Relevance Blues by TJ Felix. So we'll get to those three and then we'll be right back.
See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Driving me away now.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back once again.
Back once
Coming
again.
Back on the heels of a hate crime in the studio.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Not actually.
You just heard three tracks, three very nice tracks there. You heard a Giving Way by the Peggy Lee Band with John Bentley. Mm-hmm. That was a very, very chill one.
Yeah.
You heard LimeWire by Untitled Halo.
Not SlimeWire.
Not SlimeWire, but LimeWire.
I'm a big fan of LimeWire.
I like that quite a bit, too.
For the second track that band has released, that's like...
Their first song's really good, too. You should, check it out. Go check them out. They have two...
I'll check them out.
Untitled, their first single and their second single are listed under two different artists with the same name.
Oh.
Because, of course, it's Tidal. But no, I was impressed. Anyway, third track, what was that?
Third track, that was Fleeting Relevance. Wait, what's Fleeting Relevance Blues by TJ Felix off their new record. I tried making myself repulsive so you wouldn't miss me.
Title goes hard.
Yeah, nice title.
Very, very nice title. Very, very scary cover art though. Take a look at that.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah, reminds me of...
some Mandela catalog.
Real.
Some, like, SCP.
What's his name? Kevin Morby? What's the guy who has, like, the... He has, like, that one album cover where he's got, like,
Richard
a face...
Richard D. James?
Bandages?
Wrapped in bandages.
Oh.
It's not Kevin Morby, but he's got, like, a similar name. That's it. Giles Corey.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
True.
Yeah,
that so one's true. Scary.
So anyways, true. Great album cover. That great song too. TJ Felix is always releasing something, like month after month.
Month after month.
Always something going on. Always something happening.
Something there to remind me.
Exactly. Next, we've got some pretty exciting stuff though, because we got Matt Elliott.
Matt Elliott.
There we go.
I know you guys know Matt Elliott.
Yeah.
You're a Matt Elliott fan.
I'm a huge Matt Elliott fan, and it's exciting to have two Matt Elliott fans in the studio today, because
I'm more of a Matt Elliott newbie.
Enjoyer.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm a Matt Elliott appreciator.
I've been listening to him since like 10th or 11th grade, and I almost never meet anyone who's actually heard of him. Not to be that person who's like, my taste is so underground, but I want more people to hear his stuff and appreciate how, like, insanely well composed, and it's like a lot of his early stuff is like this crazy combination of like flamenco guitar, like crazy talented, like, I don't like the term virtuoso, but he's like incredibly
really, he knows his way around the strings.
He released a demo tape, like a collection of demos on Bandcamp a while ago, which is just like, it's like 20 tracks of just him noodling on his guitar, and they all sound like, they're not long, but they all sound like finished riffs and hooks for, or not hooks necessarily, for like proper songs. And then he kind of combines that like insanely proficient guitar with like breakcore, crazy electronic distortion. He has this one track that's 20 minutes long.
The Maid We Missed.
Yeah, The Maid We Missed.
It's so good.
And the first 10 are just this sort of slow, careful, like haunting buildup of flamenco guitar. The next 10 are just completely like going to shit, like insane distortion. And he did put out a new album a few months ago, which from what I've heard so far is probably like a step back toward how good he was in the early 2000s, so I'm very excited. But you should finish the track.
So we got Unresolved by Matt Elliott off The End of Days. I guess that's a new record. We got I Don't Know by The Roommates off of Abuser, and we got Baggy by Mayan, who is a local artist, friend of the show.
It's always good.
Let's get into those. I'll get into some ads real quick. But we'll get into those.
This is the age of ads.
We'll get into those right after. See you on the other side.
Baby Girl are breathing effervescent life into a new definition of pop music. The Toronto duo, comprised of college friends Kiki Francis and Cameron Bright, place a refreshing spin on youth nostalgia with a contemporary edge. Their mission statement says it all. Be Still My Heart is a heartfelt collection of songs detailing the bitter and the sweet of love as it navigates feelings of joy and hopelessness. Baby Girl is coming to Vancouver, performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on May 25th. For tickets, go to admitone.com. A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
See you. dying to see. My clothes too baggy that they holding me down. Yeah, I swear, but if I change it, I didn't know what to wear. Don't pull me down, the weight is on me. I won't be around, I think I'm leaving. Don't pull me down, the weight is on me. If you say then I think I could stay.
Hello, 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 we're back. Back once again, CITR 101.9 Chartsomania.
We're back this time on the heels of a colon three from Russell.
Yeah. Well, no, I was saying.
It has context. Don't worry.
It does have context. I apologize.
So you just heard Unresolved by Matt Elliott off The End of Days. That was a very, very calming song.
BCNR.
Not crazy like I set it up to be, but it's
I guess it's
style.
different songs, different. Right? Yeah.
And I think some of the other ones in that album might be a little bit more intense, but I haven't actually listened to the full thing yet.
I will check it out.
We had a few people in this, someone in the studio and someone listening online.
My best friend texted me middle of that song, and Russell said, basically, like, in the same space of the same 60 seconds, is this BCNR, Black Country New Road?
Yeah, like, jokingly. Because
of the
saxophones, I guess. Because there's like a saxophone line.
Yeah.
And
it has to, if there's a saxophone in it, it's either ska or BCNR.
For real.
Then you heard I Don't Know by the Ruments off of Abuser. And I think you had a little anecdote for that, didn't you, Russell?
Did I?
You might have had a little anecdote.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was like, this is sort of like if Dean Blunt was American and sang over Bloodhail by Have a Nice Life. Jay was like unconvinced at the beginning, and they were like, no, this is a Dean Blunty. And then like the song,
I turned up the volume a little bit, and then I was like, he might be right.
Like singing along, arrowheads.
Anyway, the third song was
Baggy by Mayan.
Whoa.
And I thought we could get straight into the next two and say our goodbyes.
Yeah,
because the next two are To the Stars by Kendall.
Kendall colon three, and Grace. It's a EP that's Elder Scrolls themed, and it's really cool.
Oh,
I've been a fan of this artist for a long time.
Yeah,
very cool furry musician over here.
Are they local?
I don't think so. I think they might be in Seattle.
Well,
perhaps
sort of local.
Yeah, sort of local. Pacific Northwesty.
Yeah.
Really cool artist. And she does lots of cool like electronic pop, like really weird glitch pop stuff. And really pretty track, this one, I think.
I feel like there's a fair amount of overlap in the Venn diagram between Pacific Northwest and furry.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's a good bet.
Big Seattle furry community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
And then also, we won't have enough time to get through all of it, but we'll get to My Ear. This is going to be by 12 Rods, and they have a new record coming out.
Yeah. It's like one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
I am absolutely in love with them, and I like freaked out when I heard the new record was coming out.
Because it leaked, like, didn't it?
It leaked, yeah. But it was like September 11th. 2022, and they announced that they're getting back together, which is like the first time in like 20 years that they're making new music. I like freaked out. Anyway, we should probably get to the music then.
Let's go. We'll see you next week for a two-hour episode.
Two full hours.
Two full hours.
Plenty of hard hitters for that.
Plenty of heavy hitters.
Well, we'll see you next week and enjoy these last two.
See you next week.
Yeah. Searching through your reflection.
in